A Trump administration official has confirmed to NPR that sweeping cuts to mental health and addiction programs worth more than $2 billion are now being reversed. Letters terminating funding went out late Tuesday night, sending shockwaves through the country's public health system. After a political backlash from both Republicans and Democrats, the Department of Health and Human Services has reversed course and the grant money will be restored. NPR's Brian Mann broke this story and has followed it throughout the day. He joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Elsa.
So what can you tell us at this point? Like, just catch us up here.
Yeah, it's been a crazy day. The decision to terminate this funding caught care providers all over the U.S. in big cities and small towns completely by surprise. People I've been speaking to were furious and scared. And it also triggered this powerful negative response from lawmakers in Washington. Now an administration official with direct knowledge of the decision who asked NPR not to be identified because they were not authorized to speak about the change to the press. They say the decision is being rescinded. These grants are being restored. More than 2,000 organizations and grant recipients are being notified as quickly as possible, according to this source.
2,000? Such whiplash for all these people.
Yeah, it's been, as I say, a crazy 48 hours, really. Late Tuesday, these termination letters were sent out saying bluntly to these people that their programs don't align with the Trump administration's public health agenda, so their grants were being terminated immediately. This was happening right now. It shocked lawmakers in Washington. Members of Congress voted just last year to maintain this funding. Now, without warning, it was being wiped out. It triggered a series of high-level meetings inside the Trump administration, and by this evening, the decision was being rolled back. NPR has not been able to determine who made that initial decision to cut the funds. We also don't know who made the actual decision to restore the money. People I've been speaking to say these couple of days have been incredibly chaotic.
Well, given the chaos that you have seen in the last 48 hours, like, what do you think, Brian, all of this tells us about the direction, about the leadership of public health right now in the U.S.?
Well, here's what I'm hearing from people. They say this feels rudderless. This isn't the first time care providers have faced this kind of whiplash. Last year, the Trump administration suddenly began withholding $140 million in grants for addiction care, offering no explanation about the timeline for when that money would flow to frontline care programs. At that time, public health programs scrambled just to keep their doors open. And here again this week, public health officials say this has been confusing and incredibly demoralizing. Remember, this is hard work, caring for people who are mentally ill, addicted to dangerous drugs like fentanyl and methamphetamines. And suddenly, it was unclear whether programs would survive, whether caseworkers and nurses would still have jobs. So tonight, people I've been talking to say they're breathing a big sigh of relief that the money's being restored, but they are still in shock.
Well, can you talk in the last 30 seconds we have left more broadly about the Trump administration's plan for mental health and addiction? Like, is there a plan?
You know, these letters that went out that are now being revoked talked about shifting money to innovative programs and interventions to address mental illness and substance abuse. But a lot of the care providers who do frontline work say they're not really seeing a plan, some kind of new system that the Trump administration might put into effect. And that's scary because, you know, we have been seeing improvements, especially in overdose deaths.
Right.
Those numbers have been coming down. These disruptions, though, they're not going to help.
That is NPR's Brian Mann. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Elsa.